It's been a decade of filth. Filthy Fellas Live, 10-year anniversary. Hackney Empire, 8th of May.
Look, Gaffer, I'm going to stop playing in gloves. I'm going to take off the snood. I need to go up top soon, man.
Nah.
You ain't making it here, man.
You know, I'm ready to brace
the cold.
Some
players don't play up front.
I do, though. I'm a 20-goaler man.
Nah. 20-goaler man.
20-goaler man is
not play up front.
You're a centre back, bro.
20 goal a
lover.
Man.
Hey, what's saying? Lover man. Did we say that?
You're
something?
A centre back, bro.
Lover man. Lover man. Lover man.
Right, listen.
Moving like hoyle.
Man, them. I've got a confession, though. I've got a confession.
Is this my confession?
No, you lot. Seriously, I've got a confession. And it's been like, I lied a couple weeks ago. Mm. Yeah. And I'm a big man. Wife, kid, everything, mortgage. I can't be lying.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you lot to, so you know I was talking about the boots that man plays in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said I play in World Cups.
Right.
I don't have a pair of World Cups, bro.
We knew that.
We did, you didn't even need
man
to.
Man actually plays in.
Oh my days.
Man, am I playing these?
Wait, hold on.
I need to stop lying. Now I'm going to pass them round. So, man, am I playing Under Armour? that's me.
Don't, to be fair, yeah.
I was there.
These
I
don't
was
look
there,
bad. These and don't look
I,
bad.
Why are they so wait. Compressed?
These are cleats.
No, but these are like...
Wait. Hear me out, though. Hear me out. I don't know why I lied, bro. I've been thinking about it on many
and
drives.
And these ain't worn much.
I was going to say, they don't look like they put in a lot of work.
I scored goals in them, bro.
Can I tell you the truth, though?
Go on.
A lot of man your size,
they're the only
leaning. This ain't leaning.
That's what I'm saying, because I'm
you might be
aerodynamic,
no,
bro.
Libby, stop trying to save
no, bro.
No, these boots
leaning.
Are terrible. This is bad.
They're Under Armour style.
Yeah, the boots
what
are bad.
They, look at them like that.
Who wears Under Armour?
ASAP Rocky.
Brother, he's wearing Anthony Joshua's football boots.
Yeah, look at
is
these.
That you are taking, listen. Yeah.
I don't know why I lied though. I was thinking.
Why did you say World Cups? That bro, was fast as well.
Do you know what it is? Look at the truth. Are you, bro, man? Look at the truth.
Bro.
You hear the lie now, look at the truth.
Is clutch it? Fit.
Wait.
Clutch fit. You're clutch too big fit. To have clutch fit, man. What happened to you, dog? It's like when people your size
no,
wear skinny jeans.
No,
I hate
no
you.
But I'm glad that, you know the truth sets you free though.
You're not left footed, are you?
Nah.
The shooting bit on the left foot feels brand new.
Nah, it's not as bad as I made. Oh my God.
These are bad boots.
Your size 12 for real?
Yeah, I'm
that's
size
a 11. Madness that would have seen.
You are size 11, you're 5'8".
He's 5 something. It's
Ross.
You're 3 inches above average height for a female.
He's a platypus. I almost drank this.
Bro. Mad. You like, this is a mad show.
They stunk as well,
boys,
by the way.
Boys, quickly. We're being rude, man. We're being rude to a kickboxer.
Muay Thai fire.
Muay Thai. Yeah, we got a special guest in here today from me and Loons' world, the podcast world.
Mm.
We're the podcast boys.
And another world that I'm in.
What's
cage
the
fighting.
Cage
and
fighting, yeah. No.
Wait,
that was prison,
what?
Bro.
Yeah, hold on. Loons is a cage fighter, middleweight champion, wicked and bad. Mm. Muay Thai, this is the fighting side. Don't
play with me. Okay, oh, Taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
Yeah.
What? Bro, you
roller
know
skating.
When you go on the zone, yeah? It's my commentary for
come
all
on,
the things, bro.
Let them know.
So let them know.
Okay. Let them know.
All right, understand? Cool. Someone has to
and
comment
it. Knows my name, bro. And it's Turkey Ala Sheikh. Go on, Wagwan.
You know, it's one time.
Man went jogging this morning.
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 Like the left back episode.
We got Lewisham's very own Winners Talking podcast.
Come on.
Mr. Pound Sterling in the building
yeah,
right
thank
now.
Thank you, my brothers. Thank you.
The hustler.
This
yeah,
is what
yeah,
I want
yeah,
to say.
I appreciate it, brother.
Pound's on a football podcast. What's going on? Let them
yeah,
know who
man.
You support.
Come on, man. Liverpool's my team, man, if you don't already know.
Can't chat to him.
If you don't already know.
He's not trustworthy. That's why we just sat them over there.
No. This is where it's at right now.
This is
where
it's at.
So what you saying? How's it feel to be a Liverpool fan this year?
Listen, I can't complain. You know, it's been a good Liverpool's been on a good run lately.
Oh hell no, that's schoolboy error,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, come on, yeah, crazy.
What we need to know though on this show, is if you know ball, bro. Do you know? Because certain man are football fans, and a certain man are like KG.
I'm on a Rico charge at
He's
the moment.
He's on a Rico.
But so, I might bust
but
it.
But one thing I want to say, you don't discriminate. You can love your club and know about the guy that lifted the trophy in 1932. You can love your club and just know about what happened the other day. Love is love.
Love is love.
Nah, but I feel like I know. You're my club, I feel like I know my club a piece still as well.
Let's do this.
Don't test his Liverpool gangster. He's Liverpool, brother.
We'll do it recent. So, when you won the league, who had the most assists that season?
I saw them kind of technicality questions there for you.
Can I tell you the truth, Pounds?
Like a neek.
I don't know it either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a mad question.
But you have to ask him his all-time 11, then we'll know where he's at.
Let's not do that. That's a bit long. Give me your top three Liverpool players.
No, we can
ever.
Do the all-time 11.
All-time 11?
You know, I'll just quickly try and do a run-through.
Oh, you lot ain't got left-backs like that. Give me your top three Liverpool players.
Yeah,
wow. Who? Aurelio.
Risa.
Risa's legendary, bro.
Robertson.
Your all-time 11 won the league the other day.
Jimmy Traore.
Don't you dare say Jimmy Traore.
No, we're not doing that.
All right, go on. Top three players.
All right, for the top three, we're going to go no particular order.
No,
okay.
No, we'll let him land.
We're going to go Gerrard.
Obviously.
We're going to go Johnny Barnes. We've got to take it there.
You're taking it there.
That's the only reason why black people support Liverpool, you know. All Jamaicans support Liverpool.
And then
Johnny Barnes.
We're going to throw in Suarez.
Oh, okay. I hear it.
We're going to throw in Suarez.
Yeah, I hear it.
Because you know what it was.
It was crazy.
Come on.
When it was up, it was stuck.
Yeah. We could do all the Salah and all this. Really, it should be Salah, but we're going to go with Suarez for the nostalgia of it.
I love that guy, bruv. Real good.
Yeah, man. He was an animal.
Animal.
Obviously, weekend of football. Yes. Manchester derby.
Horrid.
Not really.
Snooze fest, innit?
It might be one of the worst Manchester derby.
We've got our first. Is it the first casualty of the Premier League? We need to pour one out. Southampton. Pour that, man. Sparkling water. Pour that.
This is coconut water. Electrolytes. Help you, man.
Yeah.
And also, do you know who should pour one for?
Who?
The person that everyone rated, but I'm so glad that we decided to distance ourselves. Aaron Ramsdale.
Aaron Ramsdale.
He's relegated as well. Again. That's like three sides, bro.
Three time relegated.
Sheffield United, I think it's more than three. I mean,
Bournemouth.
Third team
that he's been relegated with.
Third team that he's been relegated with. What is this? 13 relegations means you should quit, bruv.
Football's like that though, man. Football. I see a thing, one of them, I don't know the name of the podcast. It always comes on my Explore page, sorry. But there's a player, I think he played for Newcastle. He was on the bench for Newcastle in the Champions League last year.
Oh, I saw that
one. And he's playing non-league now.
Yes,
so football's quick. It's brutal. Yeah. It's cutthroat. I know we sit here with filthy. We like to do the laughing and joking, but it's not a joke, you know.
Not at all, bro. If you don't stay on top of the situation or you get a mad injury, you're
a
bully.
Do you think Aaron Ramsdale deserves this, though? Like, he also, you lot loved him at one stage. Every Arsenal fans were saying that Arsenal fans were gassing him up at one stage.
I think it could be a psychological thing with him, you know.
Of course.
I said it when Arsenal
signed. So you're not helping.
What do you mean I'm not helping?
He's watching this right now and you're breaking him down. He's indoor, he's going through it. Yeah. And you're making him feel worse.
Yes, I am.
As
yeah,
a man
true.
That speaks up for defense, you know, you told me you got to be more, you made me change and more aware of, you know, male emotion and that.
Pound, you have to help people that are willing to help themselves.
Yeah, male emotion.
I watched a man sit in front of Ian Wright, Arsenal legend.
And what did he
say? This man sat in front of Ian Wright and told Ian Wright he can't concentrate for more than 15 minutes in a game.
Is that what he said?
Get out my club!
Is that what he said?
Yeah, if he said that, that's mad.
No, but he said it's ADHD. There's all of us here has got ADHD, though.
No, that's a fact.
I got PTSD, bro. I ain't got no ADHD.
No, you got ADHD. Bro.
I ain't got ADHD, bruv. I got PTSD, bruv. I ain't got ADHD, man. Mine's stressed.
But let's not rub out like the ADHD. Like, we've got ADHD.
Yes.
We wasn't the ADHD.
Yo, we all got ADHD. I got PTSD.
Was you man in what class was you lot in? Was you in the main? Was you in top set? Is any top set?
Yes,
I was in top set.
I was in top set for science.
Yes,
we're all in top set. All right, cool. I was in top set.
You were not in top set.
What? No, I was in top set.
You were not in top set.
Pointing at me.
That's a mad profile.
That's crazy.
Racial profiling.
Wild.
My bad. My bad.
You were not you. He said you, not you, dog.
He's got white eyes and white ears. You know, last week we was talking about making, hey, Liffy, remember? Last week we was talking about making mac and cheese. And then you was laughing with him because you thought I was making
you
it
You don't know what I
did. One set, no,
he
Liffy.
He said brush your mouth. Yeah, yeah. So I was laughing.
We clock now. I'm making a mac and cheese pie, you know? The one that goes in the oven how black people do it.
Yeah.
30 man's making.
What country is he from?
He's making the mac and cheese that's all.
In a tin?
Yeah, that look like that. Yeah.
Why am I here, bro? Who moved me?
He's making that one a little, yeah?
He's from South Africa, though, allow him.
Brother, he's making pasta and cheese, brother. Cheese, I was saying, let's make a cheese sauce. This guy says, what's a cheese sauce?
No, you didn't.
Bro said he puts pasta, milk, and cheese
what
in
did
the
he say? And a bit of butter. And some black
pepper. And you lot don't think this is ADHD. We've lost the point already.
Exactly. That's not ADHD.
See, look at us.
Boys, I'm stressed.
ADHD, I don't even know what it stands for.
Attention deficit disorder.
You can't
disorder.
Move on from mac and cheese.
That's ADD, Rudy.
Yeah. You dumb. D-U-M-B. D-U-M-D.
And A said he's top set as well.
L-O-D-U-M-D.
And he's telling you you're not top set.
What does ADHD stand for?
I ain't got it.
Okay, all right.
What does PTSD stand for?
Kim, I'm sick,
Attention deficit hyperactive disorder. There we go.
Live show. May the 8th. Caleb, it's going to be your live show debut.
It is. Last time I was in the audience at the live show. That's crazy. And this time I'm going to be on
stage. You was a fanboy.
No, listen. Listen. Everyone has a different journey.
There we go, man. Yeah. I was sitting next to Tiff.
And now you're top table.
And now I'm top table, which you've never been.
Oh! Hey, see, I patted you with that one. See the assist? You see the assist I gave you there?
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Let me make something clear. I have been up there, but I choose to. I sent the cat back. I was up there with the wrong people.
That was low, though.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
Are you here for sound effects?
Huh?
Yeah, because I don't like the.
It's obviously May the 8th, Hackney Empire. We are going again. Filthy live.
Live.
Get them tickets. Going quickly. Star-studded crowd. You can ask us anything you want, but we might have certain man like Pound Sterling there, so relax. Security.
Easy.
Security now and everything, you know.
Well, boys, Southampton, Premier League heavyweights, gone.
Man, they just say whatever they want.
Not almost heavyweights, but like
staple.
What do you call them? The Barclays era. They're Barclays era.
You know what? I'm gonna make you right, because Premier League heavyweights, as in Theo Walcott, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Virgil van Dijk, Adam Lallana,
Bale.
Nathaniel Klein, Bale, Mane. They have fed big clubs. So without no Southampton, there's no
Liverpool.
Yeah. Chelsea had Leicester. Arsenal need to find someone, man. You don't need, except for the left back scouting department. Yeah, you lost buying bare left backs.
Shout out Halen.
Yeah.
An actual Prem heavyweight, one of the best of all time, has announced his retirement.
Not retirement.
No, it's retirement from the Prem. So
it's not retirement. He's leaving City. He's going to Saudi.
Is he definitely going?
I want to address something.
Is he definitely going there?
Yeah, he is. I want to address something. They got onto the, I don't know what country he was from. A girl wearing a hijab football show.
And she said that.
Minna. A move for KDB is on the cards. And they slaughtered her online. Bro, they slaughtered her, bro.
On that Sky Sports show. And she's right after all that.
So Kevin De Bruyne is leaving the Prem. As a great, as a legend.
Legend.
Played false nine on against you lot the other day.
He looked at time to go.
Pace hasn't really been his thing though, really.
It hasn't, but at the same time, it's like that sharpness.
He's losing it.
He's lost the edge.
He's losing it.
I just thought you weren't sharp, man. If you play Lever, you understand, man. The talent was there. He was doing some things, but I still think the Premier League's just a bit too much maybe for his body.
I think the intensity, I think, is a bit too
that's
much.
It. Yeah. But he's got it, though. You had no moves for him.
We didn't need to.
Say it was a squad like Liverpool, yeah? Where it's just young talent all around. Maybe you could get
can
away
accommodate
with
him, yeah.
But it's a couple of men.
Gundogan, Kovacic. That's who's got in and around him.
Like, for example, you take a look at Messi in that Argentina side. That man will all do the work for him. He, in a Pep side, everybody have to work.
And don't be a jerk.
That's where he plays as well.
Yeah, but you got Bernardo, Kyle Walker. Yeah. You got these men running around.
I'm telling
around,
you, Lippy, it's that one day, you know, when you're playing centre midfield and you say, yo, get him. And you're out of breath. And the man you're talking to say, I'm good. And then the next man, they're all tired in there, bro. They're three big men, bro.
They come like English.
They're all thinking about their youth. They got to go to home to, just got to crawl over them, and they got to hoover the lawn. You know what I'm saying? They got big people things to do at home, bro.
Wait, is man letting the hoover the lawn thing go? Wait, hoover the lawn?
Hoover the lawn!
He said he's top set. Hey, you're not even wrong about
you
that,
see,
bro.
You don't know about
hoover
money.
The lawn is crazy, bro.
Do you know what that means?
Hoover.
Yes, because they got so much money, yeah? It's not real grass, it's astro. So you just go out with the, hoover the lawn. Come on, bro,
he
man.
He brought it back. He brought it back. He brought it back.
Try to bring it back. I see.
Come on, bro, man.
Let's talk about KDB's Prem legacy. Yeah?
Insane.
281 games, 70 goals, 118 assists.
That's the mad thing.
So what do they call it? GA. That's what? 188 GA. In 281 games. And for central midfield player, played him off the right for a little bit. That is quite impressive.
That's a goal involvement every one third, isn't it?
More than that. Yeah. Definitely more than that. He had injuries along the way. Won 6 Prem titles, player of the season 19-20 and 21-22. Another thing I want to note as well, this is the first Mo Salah. Because he was actually at Chelsea. He was told he wasn't good enough. He come back and he ripped this league to shreds.
Yeah, and he was killing it.
It wasn't good enough. It was Jose Mourinho wanted to keep him, but the board at Chelsea liked to take players, build them and sell them. So he was at Chelsea. Mourinho went in and said, yo, we want to keep Kevin De Bruyne. Kevin De Bruyne wanted game time. He didn't want to either go on loan. He had to just go and play in Germany. So they always knew he was a good player. Like, Jose loved him, but...
But not good enough. So now, get me.
Man said not good enough.
But now, all jokes aside, we're doing it online all the time, ranking players. And I think it's... The best time to rank them is when it's all said and done. And it's not all said and done, but for the most part, it's done.
And in the Premier,
let's do it, man. At first, let's go midfielders, innit? I know it's two separate conversations. Prem players, Prem midfielders. Amongst Premier League midfielders, where do we rank? Before we go into it, direct comparisons, just off the bat, where do we rank KDB?
KDB's top three for me.
Top three. Could say top two. Could say top two.
He's top three, defo.
What I want to say.
He's not top three.
Hold on.
Not top three, just like that.
Two seconds, you lot. You can say that. For me, that's fine. You've been on this earth.
Yeah.
You just got it.
Dirk, yeah.
Who's your top three? Centre midfielder.
I was just thinking.
Bearing in mind, you was born in 2017.
He could have done his research. He could have done his... 2017 is crazy.
Top three, I put Vieira in there.
I like that.
I put Gerrard in there.
Okay.
I put...
There's a bad boy missing.
I knew he was saying Seth. Because it's his era.
His age.
Let's not get too caught up in the... You understand? I just wanted to hear that from a young man. I'm gonna
Vieira's cap,
to,
though.
To everyone. Vieira's cap.
No, for him, his age. Bro, he was born in 1999. So Vieira was a Juventus player. When did Vieira leave?
2006.
He was 6 years old, bro. What do you mean?
He said seven. He said get it right. Seven. He said get it right. He's seven.
Seven.
But you're seeing YouTube.
Do you know what I do? I respect your consistency. Could you get on everyone for that?
Everyone.
You can't be accepted here. I respect it.
You've got to be there.
No, I'm hating. KDB's up there. He's probably top three.
I'll take Vieira out for you and put KDB in. And your list is Lidge.
Let's do some direct comparisons now. A midfielder that actually ended up at City as well, but obviously Chelsea legend, Frank Lampard.
All right, guys, what do you think? KDB versus Frank Lampard.
What's KDB's, not KDB, what's Frank Lampard's stats though? Out of curiosity.
Goals, Frank Lampard's had 177 compared to KDB's 70.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Different positions.
Hold on. What was Frank Lampard's problem, first of all?
Didn't defend and ran.
What do you mean? I'm saying, why are you scoring 177 goals?
Brother, you don't need to be there, bro.
You don't need to score that much.
You
don't
take into account, before you say anything, Frank Lampard played his whole career barring a small part in England. So he's going to have more goals. He'll have more goals in the Premier League than
177 goals.
But he's been here from day one. He's got more seasons.
He made his debut here.
I hear that.
Made his debut here. De Bruyne has got like 7 seasons here.
I can't believe what's going on. Guys, we have to have respect, man. This is the problem. Sometimes what we do here, this is the modern ballers, yeah? You're forgetting what's been done first. Right now, Lampard's done a mad thing. The fact that we're saying names and no one's mentioned Paul Scholes is a travesty.
We're going to get there. Chill
out. No, I'm saying. I like to do this. I like to do this early. If you say, I like to go early sometimes, bro. Man, them, when we're talking names, and they're saying best of top three.
Why you got as many uses?
We were just going through Lampard.
I'm gonna get there. I'm getting on a journey, bro. Follow my journey, bro. Yeah, I'm getting on a journey right now. Right now, when we're talking about KDB, we got to talk about man them that have been to the mountaintop. And Lampard got to the mountaintop. We've thrown in bare names, and now we're trying to play with it. This guy scored 177 goals, bro. And what, Champions League winner as well?
This is what I'm saying.
Never left when it was serious. There was moments when it was needed. He went on the bench or couldn't play anymore. KDB's got that, you know. One sec. KDB's got that. Finals, I'm saying KDB is ducked out of certain big games, you know. Tell me you don't remember. Exactly. And that's the man that led.
This is where it is with Funditz, yeah? Because they... Funditz, isn't it? Because it's fun. It's fun. He's into stats. The eye test is BS. You get it? End of the day, yeah? Like Poet said, my man born in the Prem, died in the Prem. He played his first game and probably his 600th game.
Is that his fault?
Yeah. My man's had like 7 seasons. That averages like 10 goals a season. He's got 100 and something, which averages more. Bro, you can't use the stats then. That's what I'm saying. You can't use, if you're going to, look, 6 titles to 3. My man had his life in the Prem and got 3 titles. My man spent a part of his life and got 6.
But because we were around,
but you're
bro.
We were
around, so what can he do?
We're not going to move it to the Bahamas right now, yeah? We're in Jamaica right now, D.
I hear you.
Yeah?
Okay, Loons, so what merit are we judging?
So let's not do it.
If it's not golden assists, and you're just
influence,
going...
Well,
you
want to go influence.
And you think that KDB's had a bigger influence on the game?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Kevin De Bruyne...
And are we going to judge all the midfielders by that merit? Well,
that's how I would judge.
Lampard's an animal, though, man. We got to give him his props, though,
but
man.
Before we do all that, yeah, because this is what I think happens, innit?
And
I
he went City and did it as well. Even when he was on his last legs, he was banging goals.
Man, them acting like Lampard's a bum.
They're not.
I'm saying KDB over Lampard, though.
Well, I think we're at, as football fans now, to avoid talking about actual ability, we stuck on the numbers and mountaintops and all this imaginary stuff, yeah? KDB vs De Bruyne. Forget about the
what?
Numbers.
KDB versus Lampard.
Bro, killing me today. Sorry. KDB vs Lampard, yeah? KDB vs Lampard, yeah? Player for player. Mm. Let's forget about stats for a second. Mm-hmm. Like you said, eye test.
Influence.
Attribute. It's not even about... Because I don't like the term eye test. Because eye test is for like Adel Taarabt and all them players that do nothing that... look all right. With these guys, it's more than that. These men are technicians, bro. You understand? These are some of the most technical players we've seen at this level. You understand? And I think Lampard was almost like the prototype of what De Bruyne is. But I think, just let me land. You see De Bruyne?
Yeah.
The ball striking, ball footed, ball carrying. Mm. Bro, that what he was in that City team is definitely what Lampard was to Chelsea. In a shorter period of time, in a different way.
Because the way KDB plays ain't like that. See, Lampard, he specialised in the
late
run into the box.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
Football's not played like that no more.
KDB, the way he would whip the cross in, like in that area
any
between
angle,
the goalkeeper.
Any
the,
angle.
The strikers knew where it's going to be, the assist, the goals. Now, KDB's
and
better,
you
got to
understand, football's not
player.
Played like how Lampard played it. You get it? The late burst into the box. Ball, the there's not a changed. Second ball. There's no second ball bouncing at the edge. So... all that 177 probably wouldn't even do it now. No one really scores bangers from edge of the box no more.
That's because by then the game's not exciting anymore.
The goal. So it's a different time of football. But KDB's influence, you see the passes he makes. There's two defenders and the guy's part said, I want it to go there. and he's runs and it bends.
It's ridiculous.
Come on, man. Tech high.
We're talking about, I get Tech, yeah? But we're talking about how he influences the game. You're trying to tell me that Lampard era of influencing the game when is serious or even more serious.
Pause. We're going to talk about influencing the game. You cannot ignore Kevin De Bruyne. And there's many.
But you lot have ignored Lampard.
Sure. So see, Frank, I can show you. With Kevin De Bruyne, for me, Frank Lampard's an incredible player. But you know what, for example, when I'm watching a game at the time and Chelsea are playing and Frank Lampard's there, there's something I'm expecting of Frank Lampard that sometimes doesn't happen. And predominantly, it's that late run and scoring a goal. Kevin De Bruyne's locker, and this is not to put down Frank Lampard, he's an incredible player. Kevin De Bruyne's locker means that how he's going to influence the game, I couldn't tell you.
Mm.
With Frank Lampard, I knew when we watched it, when Arsenal played Chelsea, I'm like, if he gets in around that box, bang, or we can't, he will. See Kevin De Bruyne, he's going to come on the field, and not only is he going to influence it from the middle of the park, like Pound said, he's going to go wide, and he's going to do a cross. Remember Aston Villa, and they were losing 2-0, and then needs. Gundogan needs to score. Who's going to set up Gundogan? Last game of the season to win the Premier League.
And
who's going to set him up?
40 of his goals are from outside the box, you know.
Has he ever gone missing? Has Kevin De Bruyne ever gone missing?
Everyone goes missing, bro.
Has he ever gone missing when it counts?
Yes. Everyone has.
Finals, bro. How many times?
Once. There's Champions League final for Anu.
And how many times he's gone up?
Don't do that. You said he's went missing. The guy came off injured, my guy. What did you want him to do?
Bro, how many times?
Become God?
Okay, fine.
He was injured. And you know what? If you're gonna and I don't like when people do this, yeah? There's one thing I don't like happens, yeah? He gets to the final.
You man.
One second. You get to the final.
No, because you man, you've done that bare times, bro. Let him go. Then after I'm saying something, then you stop me, bro. So you have to let me know what's going on right now. You're saying, I will say something. I'll say a Lampard point and say, it's my turn to go. No, bro. I'm saying right now, with this. You talk about a guy that's influential in the game. I'm saying to you, Lampard has been just as influential for Chelsea. Yes, he has 177 goals, bro. That's influence.
Do you know what? This is my match.
Needed and never getting off. Always there.
I'll tell you this.
Completes the 90 minutes.
Never going off. Always there.
Loons, you know what?
He ain't getting off.
Man City have looked their best. Man City have looked their best to me. Before then, obviously, they won leagues, but they've looked their best to me under Kevin De Bruyne. And I'm scared to see what Man City look like without Kevin De Bruyne. I've never been scared.
Look at Chelsea without Lampard.
You know, he left blind.
He came and managed.
Wait, I'm not even chatting. Chelsea without Lampard is a problem.
Boys, they're going
to
move.
And we ain't even got to schools yet. This is going to be a mad thing now.
Hey, Lippy, to be honest with you, my guy, like I was having this conversation, but I told you, his ball knowledge, fam, I can't it's sit elite. Here and deal with it. I have to it's sit elite. There or there. So can we make a sub, please?
So this is what we're going to do, Paul. Unfortunately, I know your hair is better than mine, but if I bring you up for a man with better hair than you, Dell, chat to...
Good, I'm happy he's gone.
Chat to this guy. This is my guy. Let me introduce. Hold on.
What do you mean by better head? You know,
I said hair.
That's guy I was waiting for a long time, bro.
Sorry,
bro.
Double tap, man.
Let me introduce my guy, Del Elliot, Jamaican. I'm gonna call you an influencer, brother. Why not?
He's a comedian.
Right. Jamaican comedian. Yeah. Nothing ain't funny about your shirt, though. You know. Proper it's, shirt.
You don't support Arsenal.
Of course I do. That's what I'm saying. Nothing funny about it. But you're sitting next to this idiot who supports Man U.
I support Man United.
You support Man U?
Yeah. Oh, this is what I'm saying. This is what we're doing today, yeah?
You know what? That's a good segue because the next comparison we're doing is KDB versus Scholes. Yeah.
All right, go
and before, on. And before we do this, let me just chat to you, brother.
Don't talk to me.
No, let me talk.
Don't bully the table.
Let me chat to you, bro.
Talk to me. I'm not having disrespect.
No, because I'm not going to diss you. But this is just a word of advice from a man that's played here longer than you.
Yeah.
Mm. You see?
The locker room.
You could be the same player everywhere.
Yeah.
Different tactics, though. It's a different game.
You know them players that don't listen.
Let me just land.
You know them players that don't listen.
No, listen.
I'm hearing you, though.
You know what? You got to listen. Goldbridge and all them idiots ain't here.
I don't even
need... ain't taking no check round your sock.
Yeah.
Yeah? You're filthy now. Mm. Yeah?
I'm telling you, I'm going to do madness. I'm going to do mad things. If you man move mad, I'm
moving
mad.
Stop arguing to take throw-ins.
I will argue for everything.
No, bro.
I'm that player, bro.
Let it flow, bro. No.
I'm going to try my best. I'm going to let it flow, though.
You can't do stepovers and get dispossessed and then do a 360 the next time. Yeah? Let it flow. Quickly, before we move on, Del, just so you know.
Yeah.
We're talking about Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah, baller.
murdered us many times.
Why? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. But I'm glad him not really a player right now still. So City, we see what City look like without him. We have good days ahead if as long as him stay.
They don't find
the
another one.
Them can't find another.
Irreplaceable. 100%.
See it there.
But right now.
Irreplaceable.
We spoke about him and Frank Lampard. Quickly. Kevin De Bruyne or Frank Lampard?
De Bruyne. Why?
Quick.
I don't like me. I look penalty every minute. Oh. It's not like. Yeah, so him score. But him scored 7 million penalty.
You're dissecting the stats now. This is why this. Yeah.
And the thing is, De Bruyne have more flair. Him give me something else.
Mm.
The difference is Lampard give me more if him defend, and Lampard is a better leader. But I feel like when Lampard was playing, there was, you could have SCN right there, so you could have put
Mikel.
Could have mixed him in.
All
like,
of them.
Like, Makalele.
Like, Makalele. Yeah. Lampard, Balak.
At Chelsea without Lampard.
Did KDB play with bad players?
No, but he didn't. Things that Lampard give to Chelsea, Lampard give Chelsea goals and leadership. John Terry is a good leader. So if Lampard up on the bench, we're good. If Lampard out, them can get a cracker from outside the box from a SCN or, you know, Balak. Whenever Lampard was playing, yeah, there was always somebody
that could have done it.
Did Man City drop off when KDB wasn't in the squad?
Yeah.
Heavily, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And they struggled to win titles?
Without.
All right, cool.
Without.
They continued, they still won the titles. You lot lying.
They still won the title. They got it over
it's
the
a,
line.
No, but it's a better team.
But do you know what it is? I think besides that, though, like a lot of these players we're going to say here, KDB is just a better footballer.
Ball
than
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's where it comes down
the
to.
The thing is, we like players we're nice for watch. Lampard just look dirty all the time and just a run up and down.
I thought he was going to read. The perfect segue to move on to Kevin De Bruyne against one of your boys, Paul Scholes.
Paul Scholes.
So it's 70 goals to Paul Scholes' 107, but Paul Scholes played in the Prem for about 36 years.
He did, yeah? he did.
In those 36 years in the Prem, Scholes only 55 assists. That sounded like a De Bruyne season.
No, let's go.
And De Bruyne got 180.
We're going to get to that,
But the titles, Kevin De Bruyne are 6.
Scholes 11.
Scholes 11.
Okay, now, we said before when we were talking about Lampard, when we're talking about stats, and that we're eye test people, right? Mm-hmm. If you look at the eye test and you talk about influence as well, Scholes' influence in the game,
do you know what it is?
Way bigger than Kevin De Bruyne's influence in the game.
It's so far. Just because your voice is deep. It doesn't mean you're talking the truth. It don't mean you're talking the truth.
Bro, but I'm talking facts. I told you.
He didn't say anything.
Nah, what you lot not going to do is try to ban him out the room, bro. You're not doing that to him, bro.
He didn't say anything.
He said a big point.
Loons, go, Loons, go.
You're overriding the captain.
I got 2 points quickly. I told you, you got a deep voice because your parents used to leave you crying.
Yeah.
That's why you got a deep voice.
Why are we
left crying?
Why are we still on my voice?
You left crying as a baby.
Is KDB more influential in the Prem than Scholes?
You see,
go on.
I believe that between KDB and Scholes, Scholes was a system baller. I feel like the way how Manchester United play, it fit the wild like geese run up and down, foul every time.
Foul every time.
Trust me.
Foul every time.
I was about to say that.
It fit. So, it fit. Is the system.
Great segue.
No,
this is not. What does she do?
With De Bruyne, I've seen De Bruyne in multiple systems. In play for, you know, he never worked out at Chelsea as much, but you know what, terrible. Him go Werder Bremen in the day? He start play.
Wolfsburg.
Him start play good again. Yeah. Him play decent for him country, but him still at De Bruyne everywhere else. We never get a chance to see that for Scholes. Scholes just...
Did we not see Scholes go from when he was playing in like 4-4-2 era to when he was playing in, when we started to play 4-4-3 era football?
Thing, you know.
You hear it?
We've seen him in different areas. He had probably one of the longest stretches
you are talking
in the
about
prim.
Positions. It's the same.
This is what I'm going to say, yeah? Remember, Scholes is a failed striker that got Yes, he is.
You can't do that.
He was a failed striker. He got drawn back.
Do you know what? No, I'm going to do something that you never see. Wait, hold on. Hold on, Lippy. I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to do something I've never done before, bro. I even feel like subbing myself off for this moment, bro.
No, no.
I want to do that.
Stop. Hold on.
Stop crying, man.
Hold on. Just wait. Just let me just go.
Stop crying.
I want to say something about Scholes, yeah?
Good player.
I didn't really know when I was younger.
Big Fowler.
When I got older, I saw footage of Scholes playing when he was younger. I didn't see it because I was very young when Scholes was playing young. Same. And I saw him, the worst thing is I was actually watching Ian Wright videos and it's Ian Wright's debut goal. Scholes, he passes it to him from deep. And it made me think.
For England?
Yeah, for England. Mm. And it made me think. Scholesy, I think, is one of the players that suffered because of the 4-4-2 system. If he played in the 4-3-3 era and got to be the deepest player, I think he'd be way closer to De Bruyne and Gerrard and everyone else. That's way better than him.
I think he is, though.
Is 11 title suffering?
Nah, Scholes, man,
you're taking
Scholes
his words as disrespect.
No, you're saying a good point.
No, because you've stopped me. Hold on, I'm not being disrespectful.
What I'm saying is,
I just think Kevin De Bruyne, compared to a lot of these guys, he got to play in this modern era. He got to play in the era where it's like, look, you got the left foot, right foot, right. So we build the team around you. Mm. We kind of, it's still systematic, but it's more, he's the focal. Yeah, he's the focal point. You understand?
Yeah. Can I wait one point? What we can't do when we're comparing all of these footballers is be like, oh, because football was in this era for these players, for Scholes, for Lampard. But you're saying that Lampard was playing in a time, yeah? Where he was playing up against
hold on, you're saying that, but Lampard got
they had
to play
three hard games a season.
Lampard got to play in that free midfielder era. That's why he had 100 and whatever goals. Scholes didn't. That's why he's got 55 assists and flipping.
But we can still objectively look at a player.
He was never that guy. He has high goal scoring seasons, you know. Paul Scholes.
He scored great goals. He didn't score a lot of goals.
Scholes, yeah. In all honesty, man's a bat. Man's old enough to, and I see everything in it, but. And I'm an honest thing. He was the pass before the assist. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. He was the one that opened the game up. But then it wasn't. You know, it wasn't. He was loved after he retired. Like while the game was going,
while the game was going,
you never used to say, how come Gerrard and Lampard can't play in the middle?
You know that
man, maybe they weren't Scholes. It was never Scholes.
Let's be real. You know, there's a point where Scholes was so good.
This is mad.
Scholes was so good, they became part of the slang for the man. The man would be like, no, he's a Scholes.
It was Scholes.
He was that guy,
that's
you know?
A sad thing.
Nah, what, Dizzy Rascal don't say I'm shooting? This is your ends, brother.
Nah, that's a different part of the ends.
Nah, brother, it's your ends. I'm a lying.
You're going
to
be the first person
I'm not taking it. I reject it.
Wait, why is he getting that?
I reject it.
Wait.
He said he's a Scholes. Google that.
What is that insult?
Oh, it's an insult.
You're saying Scholes is rating him?
I thought
he was insult. I thought he was trying to say he's right, man.
Now take it back.
Anyway,
man can't violate me.
End of the day, back to like what KG said about De Bruyne. Now, that injuries, was not being the there, not playing, all that. That's Scholes. That's Scholes' his whole MO. Either banned from finals, injured. Dookie, go and check it out, his last game. Go and check out his last maybe five seasons for Man United. Didn't play more than 20 games. So he's not there every game, all this Scholes. A few diags, a foul, and a blaster every season.
Now we've got to be fair.
Yeah, I rate it, man.
We've got to be fair.
Boys, listen, we've got to be fair. I'll tell you who's doing Scholes wrong right now. Twitter. They have found some files of him trying to play his way out of trouble.
And getting swashbuckled by bucking up man like Dembele. I remember Spurs Dembele gave him.
Are you not telling me that Scholes wasn't influential for Man United and all them titles?
You talk about Zidane, you got to talk about the headbutt. Mm-hmm. You talk about Suarez.
You talk about the back. Robbie Fowler, just sniffing.
Yeah. Mm. You talk about
Scholes.
Scholesy.
That's not part of his legacy.
Let me land. You let it be William Saliba's legacy. That video.
It was early in his career.
This was when he was retired. We can't put that.
What was he doing when he was playing?
What you lot doing is mad.
Brother, don't act like you're not footmen as well, bro.
Footmen.
You're footmen. You're foot soldiers. I know you, man, bro. You're all foot soldiers, bro.
That was his you.
Brother, I know you, man. Don't act up. Like you've never had a toenail on your mouth.
Hey, man, you're moving, man.
You're a foot soldier, man. Anyway, if we're gonna talk about,
we're not gonna.
If now
we're
gonna
hold on. What toenails you had in your mouth?
Even hear you. You're going through a tunnel.
Mad. Wait, are you man foot soldiers for real?
Never. No. That's him.
They're liars, bro. They're liars.
Gen Z.
They're liars. They're liars.
You.
No, I'm not on a toenail on my mouth now.
You're a married man. You're a foot soldier.
Oh, the top tables are foot soldiers.
Oh, the top table. Because you're co-signing it.
You're co-signing it.
What do you mean?
So why are you saying he's a married man? Why are you saying he's a married man?
I said he's a married man. He's a foot soldier.
My wife would never. From South.
Hey. We're losing the point.
No, we're losing the point. You just called everyone here foot soldiers. And you're the only one that choose foot.
Bro, Skulls, United.
No, bro, let's stay in the... You're the only one that chews foot here, bro.
Bunions all in your mouth.
And you make mad mac and cheese. Bro, it's mad.
Back in the car.
Let's drive.
Get your flip-flops on, man.
I hate using this example with Skulls here, but, bro, we've seen the amount of, like, great midfielders that have been like, yo, this guy...
Xavi, Iniesta.
Bro, this guy, we used to watch him, used to think this guy is cold. We don't hear these man... talk about other midfielders like that.
Is the only player I've seen people make up fake quotes for. Yeah? They said that the Barcelona Academy just has a picture of his face. Yeah. And they're just like, yeah, this is the master. We have to play like
lies.
Him.
No, no. Wait,
lies, bro.
Wait, how do you know this?
They got a ginger guy from Manchester hanging up on the wall and they've had Xavi, Iniesta, Pep Guardiola. Luis Enrique.
Nah, listen, lies have been told at this table today. A lot of lies. You man have said, yeah, and it's incredible. When we're talking about Skulls, what flowers did you give him? What flowers did we say?
Good shot.
You said he can couple dags. All you said for him is couple dags here and there, and always injured.
I said he's the pre-assist guy.
Shall I explain? If I was to explain Paul Skulls.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, honestly, like to someone that didn't know him. Say, like, there's a kid. And he's playing, and I've just scouted him. Paul Scholes, you're the scout, yeah? Mm-hmm. Right, Caleb, you good? Good. Got a foul for you, brother. I've got a player. Centre midfield. Mm-hmm. Ginger, but he's good, though. Yeah?
So I'm just...
Just let me go. He's not that physical. Really, really good on the ball. Tempo setter. Not exactly a ball carrier. Quite press resistant. Let me just land with it. Good distribution over short and long distances. Okay. Hell of a shot on him. Mm. Can strike a ball. Mm. Out of possession. A little bit of... you know what I mean?
Can't tackle.
Yeah, can't tackle. Little bit lazy. But we get him in a team that keeps the ball. One of the better teams in the league. He could go on to be a legend. Mm. What'd you say?
Signing him. Build around
you're
him.
You're signing him. No, let's have it right. Nah. He got signed. What do you mean you wouldn't
you're
sign
not
Paul Scholes?
You're not signing Paul Scholes?
Not that scout report. I'm not signing
What do you
that
mean?
Player.
No, but that's why.
Not for a centre midfielder.
But you see his club now. That's why it's failing. Because he's trying to sign every player that's Zidane level. Me and Caleb's club, we understand
for
that.
For centre midfielders, I need more.
Well, Arsenal, I try to sign every left back in our world. We don't want no left back. Me feel like we need 11 left back on the field and then Arteta go feel good.
Big disrespect today.
Well, we're going to move on though.
To a real legend.
Big disrespect.
Okay.
Skulls like him on a baller still. That's surprising.
He's a baller.
That's a Skulls is certified, man.
You know, Skulls are God at Jamaica, you know.
Why though?
Because of how him used to play though. Yo, you see when a ball go up on top, you think a man say, yo, Lampard, man, I shout out Skulls, I'm gonna beat him.
Oh, Gerrard. Gerrard.
No one's shouting out your guy's name, bro. We're gonna say Gerrard.
But we'll get to him now.
Skulls, the way your Skulls used to carry the ball. When him not have the ball, you guarantee a red card, do you know?
Yellow.
But when him have the ball, what he did nice for what?
Never
Skulls.
Did beat Hundo.
You can't get near him. You couldn't get near him, and he could pace
that. Skulls weren't the. He was the benchmark still.
We're gonna move on though. To the left, the table that's not going to lunch.
The cage fighting table.
Go on, there you go.
Kevin De Bruyne against Stevie G.
This is the closest one. This is the one where it's gets real.
I think it's real.
All right.
But let's do the stats. Well,
don't pull that face. Don't. Why the shot?
Everything's more closer. Everything's more closer.
Yeah,
everything's more closer.
This is the closest.
You said everything's closer. There's one stat there that nothing. Is not close at all.
Hundo.
But I'm going to give you the two that are close.
I don't care about those.
The one that is close, sorry.
Influence.
118 assists.
Who wrote this? Because all them E's and R's weren't necessary.
Just let me
you know?
just let it land. Just let it land. KDB's 118 assists to Gerrard's 92, which I think is understandable. KDB was more of a creator, more of a
better
creative
team,
system.
Better strikers.
Yeah, just let it land, bro. Jesus Christ, you see you, man.
It's fine.
And you can blame me.
Okay.
Goals. 70 for Kevin De Bruyne, 120 for Stevie G.
Mm-hmm.
Both averaging around 10 a season for central midfield players. So again, very good.
Wow.
The stat that isn't close at all. Kevin De Bruyne, 6 Premier League titles.
Mm.
How many does Gerrard have, KG?
0. None. Don't mess it up, boys. Slips.
Nil pois.
Better team, though. We're a better team.
Thank you.
We're a better team.
No. Thank you.
Now we acknowledge your team.
Gerrard did a play ball with N'Gog.
Thank you.
N'Gog,
stop it. Stop it, bro. Stop it. I hate these Man United fans that try and do that. Scholes can't lace his boots.
Do you know what happened earlier today? Yeah, and I've been watching how you lot have been breaking this stuff down. When you spoke about Scholes, you spoke about his longevity, how long he's in the league for, yeah? You're not going to tell me Gerrard that played his whole career, many years. You didn't put that into... Now
he did, he said he averages 10 goals a season.
No, I didn't hear no average before. Now we're doing averages.
It's a closer battle now. That's why I got
Steven Gerrard is one of the, probably the only quote unquote Prem great. Not that, well, like the Prem great to his caliber of Prem
no, great. No, only list. Prem great that hasn't won the title.
That hasn't won the title.
Shearer won one.
Yeah, so that hasn't won the title. No, but I'm not saying that to discredit him. I'm saying to not ever win the league and be held to the regard that he's held in this league. No, that's impressive.
I mean, that shows the man, the player he was.
Because I'm not trying to, I will do the direct comparison. If Scholesy did not have 11 league titles and he had 3, we would not speak about him how we speak about him. That's 100%. If he had 0, we might not even speak about him at all. If we're being honest, if we're being really real.
But he does.
But no, 100%.
But Gerrard has none and we still speak of them.
And we still give him, and we still put him up there at the
Gerrard
top.
Gerrard has
team.
None. And let's, on Filthy, we're going to do something real here. All right. We're going to end this argument. Okay. Take Gerrard out of this Lampard, Gerrard, Scholesy stuff.
Because
he's another level to them.
Next
boys.
Level
you
for them
boys. You have to be honest.
He
you
is.
Have to be real.
No, Lampard. You have to keep Lampard.
Hold on.
And
then
after you tried to put the reducer on me from early, bro.
The man talk,
no, we're not letting him talk no more. No.
Say about Scholes. No, about KG and Gerrard.
No,
in the beginning, you man said to me, KG, be professional. And I listened. And in that Scholes segment,
what he does to you, like,
I was
every
no,
week.
In the Scholes segment,
every week.
I'm doing it now.
Bare aggression.
In the Scholes segment, I was calm, bro. You lot said loads of bullshit. I just had to listen to it. Now, in this one, you're talking about averages. You're talking about all of a sudden stats and that doesn't matter. Now you don't have to win. Now you don't have to win. Now you don't have to win.
That's
in your
not,
brain.
No, yeah, you're hearing wrong, man. You're hearing wrong, man.
You don't have to be win. Go on.
Bare frustration because of the bad season.
The reason we didn't do averages for Scholesy is because he has 55 assists across 37 seasons. That's not even one assist a season, broski.
Zero's better than 11
okay,
titles.
Hear this.
How much of them titles then play the full season?
A team reward. How many player of the years did he get?
I'm going to chill, but I've got
to take it away from Gerrard's moment right now as well.
You see how I told my scout about that ginger kid?
Yeah, break
I'm going to tell him about this scout.
Let me hear about this guy.
Go on.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you, man. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, memory, mate. But yeah.
Concussion.
We signed the ginger
signed
boy.
The ginger boy.
Mm. I think I got a partner for him.
All right.
This boy here, yeah. All action. When I saw him, the way he was moving, I thought he was a right back rude boy. Yeah.
Oh
pace.
Power.
I saw him off the ball at first. He's tackling. He's making runs for his teammates. Then I saw him on the ball. Can't press him. He's strong.
Diane.
Strikes the ball better than the ginger kid. Crazy.
Can you tell your people yeah. Your people outside to just
relax.
Yeah, sorry,
last
it's a
boy's all action. Team leader.
Okay.
What'd you say? You signing him?
Of course.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. What did I lie?
That is the truth.
No lies told.
Cool. So you got a parent, yeah? You got a dad, yeah? Wicked, yeah? Comes home, never brings anything home for the kids.
Never.
He does, though.
He's brought plenty home. He's brought plenty home.
What
are you talking about?
I'm just saying, I'm parents.
You've got parents.
Follow me. Go on a journey with me. You got a dad, yeah, that doesn't provide.
He does.
You've got
he
a
provides.
Dad that's always providing. Provided 11 times. Who's the better dad, bro?
Okay,
who's the better father, bro?
Mad.
He's bring home the food.
You sound like a Kardashian. You care about money.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Bro, I'm saying he bought it home. He's been there.
Answer your analogy with an analogy.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. We got two dads. Hulk Hogan, yeah, or Will Smith in the movie where he's really poor doing everything for his son.
Pursuit of happiness, yeah.
Yeah? Let me just finish. Yes, Will, they're sleeping in the toilet. But Hulk Hogan, he don't love his son. Okay. You understand what I'm trying to say? Who's the better dad? The dad sleeping in the toilet with you, lost his job, don't have no money.
And don't leave.
But don't leave.
Sacrificing for you.
Hulk Hogan, who's just...
Skulls is Hulk Hogan.
Tony Stark, we have enough money.
Skulls is Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he's Hulk Hogan, man.
Because without... Let me think about this. Without Hulk Hogan,
Ozzy Osbourne.
That's a bit too far.
Eating hamsters and
so
everything.
You would prefer to sleep in the toilet.
No, but I just want the real love
character
from my dad.
Character building.
I want to be raised. I want to be raised. I don't want the money.
Yeah, just the silver spoon thing.
I just want to say this, yeah. It's not even about Gerrard and Skulls. We're just putting down KDB. But because you're so adamant about this, yeah, you see. Like using league titles as a gauge, as a measure, they're individuals. So break it down to individual.
Yeah, you have to, bro.
Break it down individually, innit? Like, Scholes, he's so dope. He's never won player of the year. Never. Never. KDB has. Gerrard has. I think Cesc Fabregas has. You know what I'm saying? So
he's a water carrier.
You got to concentrate on KDB and Gerrard.
Yes.
Because Pounds, you said something.
Yeah, go
this
on.
Is the closest one.
Yeah, man. Before KG went mad and just jumped, sabotaged my thing on purpose.
Good. Yeah, good.
That's what he was doing.
I'm going to do it again.
Get a muzzle, bruv.
Yeah, man.
Defensive midfielder, I'm going to mash up the play.
Put you in your kennel, bruv.
But see, the thing is, I don't feel like we can't use goals all the time because Gerrard never dip on a team where Gerrard did have to go out and get the goals all the time.
Sometimes.
Lift the whole team by himself.
With Scholesy and Gerrard especially, there were versions of them, yeah? And I think the best version of Gerrard was the KDB version. The Olympiacos goal, West Ham, any loose ball falling and Gerrard's there. It's not like what Steve-O said, he's whipping it. He's absolutely power driving it into the onion bag. You understand? And what I want to say...
Oh, when he got moved position and played with Torres.
Because that's what I was going to say. With that one now, we got to see him in a more advanced role, like Kevin De Bruyne. But with KDB now, because he's kind of leaving at the age that Gerrard and Scholes got to change into the next version of themselves. Do you not think we're missing a bit of a mature midfield maestro? You don't think City... Because this is what I'm
saying.
That's why
it's Gerrard over KDB.
If I was City, two sets, Dale. If I was City,
I said it.
No.
That's why it is. Because of errors. He just did it and did it. And he's in a team. Hold on, let me say one set, Dale. He's in a team where he's having to pull the team over the line at times because he's playing with some meaty players. So he's having to go to Champions League final and lead the troops, rally the troops and win.
3-0 down, playing right back.
So now winning counts.
This is why I would have Gerrard over KDB because at the end of the day, if I am in a final, if the game matters, Gerrard will not let me down. Some people around him, if you're going to talk about the slide, that are the grass. if we're going to talk about the slide, but KGB is known to just, whatever I'm naming him.
KDB.
But I can tell you that in big games, Kasper.
Oh, that's a fact now.
Yeah.
That's now it's a...
No, hold on. There's...
Scholes has showed up in fact.
So wait, hold on. We've now added this fact. This Scholes is allowed
is
now.
Understand what is happening. KDB is in
I
the
would
same...
choose Gerrard.
No, you said KDB.
Over.
When we argued before, I mean, I brought up this final thing and saying going missing and everyone's like, yeah, we took him away. Now he's a ghost. Now, because you're comparing it to Gerrard, now he's a ghost.
Okay, then this is what I'm going to do. I'll take this back. If you tell me what Scholesy has done in
I'm not
the
talking
final,
about
Scholesy. Quickly.
I'm not talking about Scholesy
so,
right now.
So why does... Hold on, because that's my point.
I'm talking about... You lot just said, in the finals, you're talking about winning. Your biggest attribute for Gerrard right now is what did he do to help us win, right? Is that not a fact that you're making? Or am I just chatting... So you just talked about winning, and I'm saying, raw, he done it in a major moment. I'm talking about a man that's won bare time.
Who?
And then you don't want it,
who?
And it wasn't it.
Who?
Now we got to go back. I talk about Scholes.
So tell me Scholes' major moment.
Man still got the
Scholes. And we'll compare it to De Bruyne's major moments.
Barcelona. Are you telling me that ain't a big moment?
It was a big moment. Stop. Looms, let him go. Looms, let him. You don't know how to let man drown.
And even retiring, coming back and still doing the matting. Did he not retire, come back and help?
How many moments did he
come
just
say? Help.
Didn't Scholes retire? We spoke about retirement and came back to Man United. He unretired.
You told me one moment.
You still won the league. You were going to win it anyway.
Still won the league.
He was going to win it anyway.
We needed him. Stop.
Tell
this,
us,
man.
These moments.
He's missed. Listen, the main thing is he's super consistent, bro.
So now it's consistent. But we're talking about moments first.
He's got one goal in the final. One.
How do we keep coming back to Scholes?
It's because of disrespect.
Can I ask a separate question, especially to you guys, yeah? We talk about Gerrard, Lampard and Scholes. Now that KDB has retired, are we putting KDB in that
Absolutely.
Conversation as well? Or you guys also said that you think, or you said that Gerrard should be out of that, right? And be by himself. Would you put KDB in that conversation with Gerrard alone, or would you put him down with Lampard and Scholes?
I don't think nobody should go down. I feel like those are the four, like, of a midfield. Them, they are the four. It's the four. Scholes belong there.
Do we mug Cesc Fabregas like this, or... Are we doing much less Fabregas like this?
Do you know what it is? Fabregas, for me...
Him wishy-washy, him leave, him come back.
You know, Fabregas is different, isn't it? Fabregas is more the modern-day linking play midfield maestro. These guys are all action, send you out there.
All action minus that one.
Yeah, but it's like, do you know what it is? I know we're putting them against each other, but these are men on their day. If you ain't got a plan for them, they're going to murder you.
No, they mash up your plan.
Yeah, literally. They're going to murder your plan. We understand football here. Bias aside, these men on their day, even if it's not their day.
If it's now, your Man United team, yeah? Who would you rather have in it? Scholes or KDB?
Scholes.
Scholes?
Immediately.
Scholes over KDB?
He's getting overrun, bro. Yeah. It's getting overrun. Get out of that.
All right, no him. Yo, throw this.
I won't even catch it. I won't even catch it.
It's in the toilet.
That's wild.
Who would I rather have?
This United team.
Scholes or KDB? What, in their prime? If I were to have Scholes or KDB in their prime, I'd have Scholes. And the reason I say that is, I think solely because of, like, would you class KDB as a tempo set?
You know what? We're not going to answer that question because Loons has a question for you.
When is Paul Scholes' prime? What era are you talking about? That's a good point. I would sit.
Yeah, the whole.
There's no prime for the dude, bro.
You got Pete Lampard at Chelsea, yeah. Pete Scholes at United, Pete Gerrard at Liverpool. Would you replace any of those for peak Kevin De Bruyne? I'm going to answer because you lot are lying. There's one guy that definitely goes.
As good
as a player he is, it's Paul Scholes.
Scholes.
Yeah. And no, it's KG.
He's just the best out of the four.
And you lot saying that I'm just arguing for no reason.
KG, let me make it make sense for you, yeah? You see Man United, that great team with Paul Scholes in it, yeah? If you took him out and put Lampard there, you still win everything you won, possibly more. You put Gerrard in there, the same. You win everything you did win, possibly more. You put KDB in there, you win the same, possibly more. You swap them, you put Scholes at Liverpool, 3-0 down, Champions League final. They lose that game 3-0. Facts. They lose that game 3-0.
3-0, nine men.
Bro, stop.
Hey, same game. Does he slip against Chelsea? Does KDB slip against Chelsea? Why can't I ask that question?
If he's wearing your studs,
KDB
maybe.
KDB slip against Chelsea?
None of them slip.
Exactly. So don't tell me no bullshit about who you're taking, bro. That's the question I asked. I didn't ask about Scholes. I asked about KDB. Does he slip? No. See, you win a title that you haven't got.
In a weaker team, can KDB carry it through like how Gerrard does?
No.
Can he lead the line?
No.
Can he get it over the line?
No.
Can he make it happen?
No.
Make it happen in what sense? Make it because he was at Wolfsburg killing it.
But I'm not talking about Wolfsburg, man.
But he was in a league that was dominated by another team.
De Bruyne get better when him get old, I know. Because remember, him did at Chelsea, I never did do nothing.
All right. You already know the answer. That's why you've been quiet.
He was younger,
yeah, but
though.
When Gerrard was baller. Like, there was never a time when Gerrard was developing. From no Gerrard, Gerrard. He's been Gerrard.
Skinhead Gerrard, number 17.
Crazy.
Mashman. Listen, no.
KDB
listen.
Get better.
Put respect on the GOAT's name, man.
I hate what's happening in this room, bro.
It's honesty, bro.
I hate what's happening
it's
in this
honesty,
room.
Honesty, bro.
It's not honesty. It is. Because you know what? I'm talking to Liverpool fans and an Arsenal fan.
I just put Fabregas, our guy, in that Scholesy category. He's not with Gerrard and them, man. Yeah, no,
he said Fabregas and Scholes on levels.
No, this is what it is. It's not even about levels of a bit. It's just the role they played, innit? These guys were the... Don't get it twisted. At a point, Fabregas had to be our Gerrard, innit? Because he wasn't Gerrard, we didn't win anything. Mm. I know that sounds mad.
I get what you mean, though.
Is that true, innit? Mm. But so if Man United ever had to rely on Scholes the way you lot relied on Liverpool,
Gerrard, yeah.
You man had gigs. You man had all kind of
wait,
players.
You lot think we didn't... So was Scholes a water carrier then?
Okay, no, he didn't rely on him.
Was he important?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Scholes was like the dirty player.
Yeah.
He was just a dirty player.
No, but you could have taken him out. You can't put in anybody.
So as in, no, what you're saying, what I'm hearing, unless I'm listening wrong.
Wasn't Carrick.
Unless I'm listening wrong. Carrick, what you're saying is Man United didn't
Carrick
really need Scholes to win.
The same thing.
What I'm hearing from everyone here is Man United didn't
Carrick
really
baller,
need
right?
Scholes.
Carrick a baller, right? Isn't Carrick a big baller, right? If Scholes injured and you hear say Carrick up on the field, how you would I feel?
He's a great player.
All right,
player.
Then.
But
so, Ross,
that same Man United era, that same team, can you not think of about three men
more
that could go in that, do that Scholes and more. And they're still winning?
That's
more.
Why they still win because more. Scholes is injured a couple of times.
Can I ask a Scholes-centric question? That is, if Scholes was in this United team now, would he be more important or more influential than Bruno is to us right now?
No. And that is why...
No, can I not score?
That, I love that. You just no, you didn't want to do it.
You're an idiot, Caleb.
But that was brave. That was brave.
That's it. A man deaded your own argument. A man, you
real.
You know.
You're lying.
I asked a question, bro. I didn't give an answer.
Bro, when you're on war, bro, don't do foolish things, bro. That's crazy what you're doing,
bro. Against the family. Mm. Yeah, you didn't dirty there still.
Man opened a grenade in there. Man opened a grenade in the yard.
You're a dad now. You know you're a dad now,
innit? You've got to love the game more than the players at your club, bro. The players at your club, they're going to come and go, but football's forever, bro.
I had the wrong man. I'm saying right now, two Liverpool fans, her Arsenal fans, you're not going to respect our team.
We respect the club.
I gave Scholes his ratings.
Out of those four players, Scholes is just the least best.
Yeah, simple.
In that generation of what Pounds is saying, that type of midfielder was Germ tenor doesn't man.
They had
Michael Ballack. Germany had Michael Ballack. There was Essien.
Your midfield had to move a lot, you know, to accommodate. Mascherano, get out of midfield. Xabi Alonso, get out of midfield. Gerrard, go wide. Move. Your man had to move, you know.
Bro, because
my
can.
Man was in midfield.
They can.
The only time he had to get out was when he's playing for England. Stop this.
Well, so for England, they didn't play him in the centre midfield.
With Gerrard and Lampard. Them say, well, we have Gerrard and Lampard, so we don't need you.
Yeah, we don't need you.
Gerrard and Lampard. Was ahead of him.
KG, I'm going to make one last point.
Points.
I feel like you see how we're seeing the end of KDB's career. The last 2 years, he's been a little bit like on the downward like trajectory. I think the same way that we brought Scholes back from retirement in his latter years and we won, I think if you had an older Scholes in a team like City, he would do way more than KDB has done in the last few years. In the last 2 years, I think he'd be way more. You can't rely on KDB right now.
Champions League semi-finals.
Scholes is a baller. You need him because he have heart. You know that man that we have heart?
KDB ain't getting sent off. I know that. I know he ain't getting sent off.
He's going off injured and he's going off like with his red face.
Aye, can we call this episode See You Later, Scholes? See you later, Scholes.
We just got to remind the people about the live show. May the 8th, KG's mic will be muted on request.
I'll still be heard.
You'll still be heard. It's a jump in the crowd. Yeah, crowd, please order the top four. Please let us know who is talking the most rubbish today. Because this is a proper convo, you know. This is something that no one can agree on. I like what you said about adding Kevin De Bruyne to this convo. Because it puts scores lower down.
I like when he said, would he have the influence that Bruno had? That one day.
And let's just, you guys make your own points in the comments. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Del.
Everyone.
You
know, Del.
Big up on the seven people.
Yeah, big up,
yeah,
Del.
Big
up, Pounds.
Come on, money. Yeah.
Like, subscribe, watch previous episodes.
And buy tickets.
Everything.
We up.